When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Happy Thursday, everyone, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Time for our gratitude practice. And of course, we are going to center our gratitude practice around movement. We have been getting our bodies moving all week long in different ways. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean, premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. I want to take a moment right now to remember a specific movement session that you have been in recently. Doesn't have to be one from this week, but one that you can remember that just left you feeling particularly juicy and amazing. Meaning, when was the last time you moved your body in a way that left you feeling just unbelievably awesome? Or when was the last time you had a session to move your body doing anything? Okay, we're talking cleaning the house really intensely. We're talking going to that kickboxing class, having sex, going for a run, an intense yoga practice, anything that really has left you sweaty from movement, right? Everything counts as movement as long as you're moving. What was a particular memorable session that you've had that just left you feeling so good or that was special in some way? Take a moment, bring your awareness there. So whether that's a movement class you're taking of some sort, where maybe you pushed yourself a little bit extra hard and you felt so good doing that. Maybe you're training for something and you just hit a personal record of some sort. Maybe you had the most fun you've had in a long time moving your body in some way. Maybe it was moving with a friend or with a partner or with your kids or with a spouse. Take a moment to really remember one of those movement sessions that just was a little bit extra memorable. For me, the thing that comes to mind is a run I went on this week that I don't know what it was about it. I've been running every day this week, which I feel so unbelievably proud and grateful for, by the way. But it was just something in the air. I'm running on these little wooded forest paths around here. And one of those runs, it was just how the light was filtering through the trees, kind of my breath in the cold air. It was just one of those runs where I was really present and really could appreciate nature. I have a really hard time running. It's really challenging for me to run. So I tend to struggle a bit. Every run I go for, I struggle. And this run, for some reason, I just felt in awe of nature. And it's a really memorable session of moving my body. At least that came my way this week. How about you? Bring some gratitude to some beautiful experience that you've had that involved moving your body this week or last week or any one of them that you can remember. And of course, as you sit in gratitude for that moment, also bringing some gratitude to your body for being able to move in that way. Bring some gratitude to yourself for continuing to motivate yourself to move your body in different ways. And then, of course, we're going to use this gratitude to motivate us to move our bodies again today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. I really, really hope that these podcasts this week have inspired you to move your body in new and different ways. And that can be a little bit of movement every day or bigger chunks of movement when you have the time. But just getting moving is so important and it leaves us feeling so good. And I know that's something we could all use right now. So have a beautiful rest of this Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.